Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Stamina by Emma Dancy. Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." Walking with God is a blessing, but also a struggle. We are called to join in with Jesus and pick up our crosses and follow him. The Christian walk is very challenging because we are called to live very different from the world around us. Many times, this involves sacrifices, humility, patience, and great endurance. Today, as we take time to pray for stamina, may the Lord remind us what we are working towards. He has already completed the work on the cross, and we are his forever. We can then live out our faith from a place of resting in him rather than striving. In fact, enduring doesn't mean striving. We are told in Psalm 46, verse 10, to stop striving and know that he is God. Our Lord is sovereign. We are invited into the work that he is accomplishing on the earth. It is hard and long at times, but it is for a great eternal purpose of sharing the gospel with many. As you run the race set out before you, may you remember that Christ is your stamina on the journey. Let's pray. God, you say in Galatians 6, verse 9, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Help me not to grow weary in the good things that you have called me to. Readjust my mindset if I am focused too much on the work, but not the Savior. Remind me who I am serving and why. Lord, you remind me in Romans 5, verses 3 through 4, that I can glory in suffering because it ultimately produces character and hope. Give me the courage to trust in you and persevere through the trials that come my way today and this week. Thank you that you never leave me in the midst of my struggles. As I run the race, you are right there next to me, cheering me on in this life. I desire to honor your name and to represent you well. I am sinful and need your help through the Holy Spirit to love well. Give me eyes to not fixate on what is temporary around me, but on what is eternal. Please help me to keep you first. You say in James 1 verse 12, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When times get hard and the enemy attacks, help me to stand strong under the trials and temptations that come my way. Give me the ability to stay true to Jesus in a world that wants me to deny and reject him. Sustain me, hold me up, lead me when I am weary. Give me renewed sense of hope and purpose in following you. I pray against apathy or laziness in my faith. Help me to continually grow by reading your Bible, worshiping you through song and prayer, telling others about your gospel, and making decisions that honor you. Part of stamina is the daily walk. Remind me the value in a steady relationship with you. Remind me that it is not about the spiritually high moments, but about the moment-by-moment decisions. Thank you for inviting me into your purposes and your greater plan. Thank you for creating me and calling me to yourself. Thank you for giving me hope in this life and after this life. Thank you for community. Help me to reach out to others when I feel discouraged. Prevent me from isolating. Give me your strength to reach out when I need others to remind me that I am not alone on this narrow path. Thank you for prayer and for prayer warriors who come alongside me. Help me to be an encouragement of others' journeys as well. You are so good. Thank you for being my stamina in life. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.